On first sight, this is a very beautiful, elegant scene, but it's also a scene of trickery. The young, rich, clueless boy has his fortune told by an old gypsy on the right, and while that is happening, three other very beautiful women steal things from him. Georges de la Tour was a French artist who was a follower of the Italian artist Caravaggio, who had painted many of these subjects before him in Rome in the early 1600s. And the idea that Caravaggio first proposed, and that, of course, Latour follows later on, is that these would be scenes that you could encounter in a street, but at the same time, there were scenes that were shown in plays, moral plays or comedies, and, of course, the idea of the duped young rich man is not something that's alien to even films today. Georges de la Tour's style is very interesting and very immediately recognizable. In some way, it stands halfway in between the art of Holland and that of Italy. You see these very pale, beautiful faces, almost as if they're made out of porcelain. And it's a very individual aspect of his work. In some paintings, he assumes a much more dark and tenebristic play between dark and light in a much more theatrical way. In this painting, he is playing very much with elegance and the elegant lines of the outfits, the clothes, the light. Even the old, ugly gypsy woman is very beautiful and elegant in her own way.